Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy Murray here for What Culture Wrestling. And as of last Saturday, the Royal Rumble is in the books. It is done. And now it's time to look forward to the myriad storylines, feuds, character developments, and everything else that always spring from this particular event. It's part of what makes the Royal Rumble so awesome, in my opinion. And specifically today, we're going to look at the wrestlers who need a big push, two O's, coming out of the Rumble itself. Some of these will be pretty obvious, but others will be a bit more under the radar. Regardless, whatever their situation, each of them came away with something for WWE to build on at the Rumble show itself. Now, we're going to exclude Rhea Ripley and Cody Rhodes from this. They won the Rumbles, of course they're getting pushed. But with all that said, here are 10 WWE wrestlers who need a big push after Royal Rumble 2023. Number 10, Asuka. A little bit obvious, she's in the thumbnail. You knew this was coming, so we might as well get her entry out of the way first. Asuka, 100% one of the best things on the entire show. I loved her comeback. I thought it was awesome. Taking that Kana imagery from her previous pre-WWE life, bringing it into the big bombastic sports entertainment world, I thought she came off extremely well. Now, she'd been teasing this on social media for a while, but it was still cool to see her showing up with the mask, with the new entrance, with the new theme, with the murder clown makeup. Of course, she made it all the way to the final three of the Women's Rumble as well. It all bodes extremely well. Now, Asuka is obviously great at wrestling. She's probably the best pure wrestler in the division. Now she has a fresh lick of paint. She has her first major character switch up since she joined the company. I think she's well equipped to make a run at whatever belt Rhea Ripley doesn't go for. At number 9, LA Knight. Yeah, I'm not cool enough to pull the gimmick off, but bear with me a second. Bray Wyatt, right? Wherever you land with this bloke, and I think most people are either firmly massive fans of him, or maybe it's not their thing, and there's very little in the middle. Either way, wrestlers who work with Bray Wyatt, particularly when the feud takes on a bit of a spooky supernatural tilt, they don't always end up looking great coming out of it. And with LA Knight, given that he was elbow dropped by Uncle Howdy at the pay-per-view, there are reasons to be concerned. It'll be a real shame, however, if that was the case. And I think with LA Knight, WWE have the opportunity to buck that trend coming out of a feud with Bray. Now, the guy put in a lot of hard work throughout this feud. He did a lot of the heavy lifting on the microphone, really. Week to week, he was providing some of the biggest highlights, even though he was kind of burying the gimmick a lot of the time. Either way, extremely entertaining guy. He could talk for days, and it's always I think you could get this guy to read a shopping list, and it would be great. Maybe not the most refined between the ropes, but who cares? He got over in this feud, and he can stay over if he gets a nice little push coming out of the Bray story. At number 8, Piper Niven. Bit of a vanity pick here. I just want to see Scottish people doing well, to be perfectly honest, but completely irrelevant to my personal biases. Piper Niven's really awesome, and I don't think a lot of people realise how awesome she is. It doesn't help that for the past year she's been Bloody Dewdrop, one of the most bizarre ring names WWE has ever come up with, and to be fair, I don't think that as many people were looking forward to her versus Tamina in the Rumble as the commentators seem to think, but remove that bizarre marketing for a second. She's a really sick powerhouse wrestler. I love her work, have done for a long time, predating her time even in WWE. I think there's a lot more she could do than she's been able to show on the main roster, particularly so far. She's back now, she can have a new direction, she can move wherever the heck WWE wants, be it on Raw or SmackDown. There's an opportunity to do something here, and if they nail it, they can make a star of her. She's really great. Number 7, Logan Paul. I know this guy was just involved in screwing a bunch of people out of lots of money in some kind of bizarre NFT crypto scam or whatever. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that maybe he's not the nicest human being on planet Earth. But we're talking about wrestlers who need to be pushed by WWE coming out of the Royal Rumble, and Logan Paul is definitely one of them. He has taken to wrestling quicker than almost anyone else in recorded human history. He had the great Roman Reigns match last year, and now him and Seth Rollins, if they do it at WrestleMania, or if they do it, I don't know, in a house show in Milwaukee, they're going to have a great match as well, because Seth is just tremendous in that kind of role, and Logan Paul is a complete natural. He appeared to set it up in the Rumble, which of course had him and Ricochet colliding in midair in what was simultaneously one of the dumbest and best spots I've ever seen. It makes sense as a blockbuster WrestleMania feud to have him involved. Him and Seth, book it up. It'll be good. At number 6, Raquel Rodriguez. Raquel has had a good few weeks, honestly. She had the wonderful SmackDown Women's title match with Ronda Rousey to close 2022, and then she comes into the Rumble, and she looks pretty damn good there as well. WWE presented her the way she should be, like a big, dominant badass, and she can continue down that route coming out of the Rumble. I would spend a little bit more time building her up before throwing back into the SmackDown Women's title scene, but regardless, there's no reason that Raquel can't keep making a name as SmackDown's babyface monster on that roster. Build up, do some great work, see where the title scene looks coming out of WrestleMania, and take it from there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number 5, Bobby Lashley. Big Bob got a hell of a big moment in the Royal Rumble. He was the guy who put Brock Lesnar's rampage to a stop. Well, sort of to a stop. Brock just kept kicking ass outside the ring when he was thrown out of the match. But it was one of the biggest moments in the men's match, Bobby throwing Brock over the top rope just when he looked like he was about to kill everyone, and it was probably done to set up another singles match between these two gigantic, huge men. Now, I'd have preferred it if Bobby got a little longer in the match after he eliminated Brock. It felt like he was only in there for like another minute before he too was thrown over the top rope, but Bobby's been presented extremely well over these past couple of years. Now they're teasing her business stuff. That could be awesome. Him versus Brock again could be awesome. The guy is clearly a priority to this company, and he should get a big push coming out of the Rumble. Maybe just beat Brock. Why the hell not? Number 4, Roxanne Perez. The reigning NXT Women's Champion, yeah, she's already getting pushed. I mean, she's got a belt. But it's on NXT, it's not as big a show as Raw or SmackDown, but I think Roxanne Perez showed in the Women's Royal Rumble she can hang. Like, she's 21 years old and she's already absurdly good. She came in and looked on a different class to some of the work that had gone on earlier in the match. Now, she was only in there for about 4 or 5 minutes. It wasn't a long run, but it was enough to suggest that when she hits the main roster, she is going to fly. And why wait? Why have her mucking it up on Tuesday nights any longer? Maybe you want to keep her down there until WrestleMania. Maybe she holds on to the NXT Women's Championship until Stand and Deliver and then moves up to Raw or SmackDown. Either way, it should happen sooner rather than later. Even despite her youth, she would immediately be one of the best wrestlers on the roster. It just makes sense. And if WWE book it right, they can make a real star on day one. Not really day one, because she was in the Rumble, but day two. Yep. Number 3, Gunther. Again, this is one of the more obvious picks on the list, but the guy was in the Rumble for 71 minutes. He went bell to bell. He finished second to Cody Rhodes. They had that awesome mini match towards the end of the bout. He eliminated 5 people. He looked incredible. He was a wise choice because he's just such a professional, accomplished wrestler. There's nothing this guy can't do. He's the perfect person to hold everything together while chaos is going on around him. And the fact that WWE have put so much effort into building him up as Intercontinental Champion and then given him this spot in the Rumble suggests that big things are in his future indeed. I would take him and Sheamus in a rematch, honestly, at WrestleMania. Clash at the Champions was... Clash at the Castle, sorry. Not at the Champions, Andy, you div. One of the best matches I've ever seen live. It was sensational stuff. If they can recreate that magic at WrestleMania, give Gunther another couple of title defenses in between then, be great stuff, and you can shoot him into the main event scene whenever you want. He's going to be a made man. It's only a matter of time. Number 2, Damage Control. I thought that Damage Control looked really good in the Women's Royal Rumble, and you've not always been able to say that credibly about the trio since they came together. Their booking has been spotty. Sometimes it just feels like Bayley and her stooges. They lose a lot. It's not always ideal. But given how they controlled the ring for such a decent period of time and looked like the dominant force, at least for a while in that match, until Becky came along, that pesky person, and eliminated Dakota and Io before Bayley got revenge, it's something to build on. It's something you can use to re-establish them as a real force on Monday nights. Last week, we had the cage match cut. That wasn't ideal, but it did at least give Io, Dakota, and Bayley an opportunity to look like they're just kicking ass and ruling the roost. That's what they need. They need more of that going forward. We need more tag team matches, trios matches, singles wins in particular. Triple H needs to get this one right. So far, bit of a disappointment from this stable, but you can absolutely right the course. And at number 1, Sami Zayn. Probably the most obvious pick of the lot, but I think there are so many interesting routes you can take with Sami Zayn now that it was worth talking about here. A lot of people might be clamoring for Sami to face Roman at WrestleMania, but the problem is Cody just won the Royal Rumble, so if you want to do that, and we kind of know they're going to fight already at Elimination Chamber, you need to find a way of doing that without making Cody look like a div. So do you do one on one night and the other on the other? Do you have a triple threat? Do you do something else entirely? And then if you pull Sami away from other things and put him in the Universal title program for Mania, what are you doing with the Usos? What are you doing with Kevin Owens? It's really mind-boggling to think how WWE are going to navigate this. How are they going to get Cody to be as hot and as over as Sami has through this Bloodline program in time for Mania? I don't know the answer, but I'm looking forward to finding out. I think this man's journey, he's a bit dead there, but his journey for the next couple of months is going to be extremely interesting. I think it'll go a long way to defining who Triple H is as a booker in the long term. I can't wait to take the journey, honestly. None of those options that I've gone through there are perfect. Some of them are stronger than the others. Let's see. Can they heat up the tag team title program with him and Kevin to be facing the Usos? Can that be a top level program on the same level of overness as all this good stuff going on with Roman? I hope so. And you know what? I'm optimistic. I think they can pull it off. Anyway, guys, that's us. Magical screen change in the background, technology. Thanks for joining us and let us know in the comment section below who you want to see pushed coming out of Royal Rumble 2023. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. Then follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE and myself at Andy H. Murray, where you can tell me how wrong I am. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.